We're back at 9:26. Paul Nguyen lives in the Jane Finch area of Toronto. He has a website, janefinch.com. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
How long have you lived there?
Basically all my life, over 25 years.
Do you feel threatened day by day?
Actually, no, never. there's a misconception here going on. Like, it's really, you know, this area is dangerous and violent. But,
well, tell me about the misconception.
Well, to be honest, I lived here all my life. I have never, seen a gun on the street or, anything like that. I know, those kind of things do happen here. But, to the average resident, I don't think they would encounter, what the media says that's going on out here.
What about nighttime? Are you more careful at night? Are you wary about going out at night in your own neighborhood?
No, I'm not careful at all. I think it just depends on what kind of element, the kind of crowd you hang with. I mean, if you're not involved with that kind of life on the street, then you basically have nothing to worry about.
Well, why is it then that when we read about what's going on in Toronto, we get the distinct impression that there is something to worry about, that gangs are a big concern and getting shot to death is a big concern?
Yeah, from if you listen to the news and you pick up on the, the select news items, then you'll think, you'll get the impression that's the only thing that's happening here, but it's not actually, right? I walk around the street, I'm looking out my window right now, I don't see any gangsters. Even if you go around at night, you'd be hard-pressed to find someone on the street, gangs congregating out on the street. It's not like that.
Well, how come so much violence takes place then?
Well, there's violence incidents that do happen here, once in a while, but, say one thing happens, the recent shooting, then the reporting goes up, astronomically, so then you get the impression, It's a war zone down here.
What about the argument that when something does happen, the neighbors don't cooperate, people aren't willing to pass on information to the police?
You know what? That is true. Historically, there hasn't been, the best communication between the community and the local police department because I think a lot of people, they don't trust the police here. So, they wouldn't probably cooperate with the police because,
Paul, in your view, do the people have good reason not to trust the police?
Yeah, I can understand why.
Why?
Because there's a mistrust between the residents and the police department. And they fear, if they go and if they tell on someone, they fear that they'll be used. And not just, they'll be used by the police.
Yeah. Well, the way the Toronto police handled that soccer crowd last week sure didn't enhance their reputation.
Well, that's another incident. I can't speak about that.
Okay. So you're saying that this thing is overblown, even though we have four, not all in your area, but four deaths over the weekend in Toronto and four people stabbed or injured by gunshot. You're saying it's overblown and it's not that big a problem.
Well, no, reporting goes up, and the Jane Finch has a marquee name attached to it. So, we get more of the coverage than the other shootings, right?
Well, thank you, Paul. I appreciate that.
No problem.
Paul Nguyen, who lives in the Jane Finch corridor in Toronto, with another view. I'm Joe Cannon, back after the news.